flying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined by Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez, to talk to us about some of the latest pictures. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, this week we're talking about one of the biggest ones of the week, I would have to say. Latest entry into the Marvel-verse, Black Panther.
Yes, we are. It stars Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, who is secretly the king of Wakanda, and also means that he's the Black Panther and the protector of Wakanda, an African nation.
We were first introduced to this character in Captain America: Civil War, so introduced to Black Panther there originally in sort of a supporting role, and in this one he really gets his chance to shine. He's really going to be the main protagonist of the film. We're going to find out a little bit more about his story.
Yeah, not only that, but the story of his family as well as his country, what he does when he's not, you know, hanging about, palling around with the Avengers.
All right, so what did we think?
I thought it was a really good movie. It was definitely above, like, the median, like the average Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it has everything that you've come to expect of it, especially stuff that's been codified since like the Avengers in 2012. So it's got a very good script and is occasionally quite funny as well. The script is also very engaging, as well as the plot line, and the characters are quite cool as well, and you get to really, you know, root for them and hope that they come out over the bad guys. But that's
I would say often with a lot of the Marvel films, the strength of the film often relies on the characters themselves. Sometimes the stories can be a little bit generic, but really we get to care about these characters. We get to find out a little bit more about them in each film. And I've always thought that was one of the strengths of the Marvel films.
Yeah. But one of the weaknesses, admittedly, has been the villains, especially in like the Thor movies, where the villains are just a generic, I'm going to blow up the earth sort of person. Yeah, as you do. It's, you know, whenever you run out of ideas for villains, that's the one you go with, blowing up the earth. But here, the one thing that really makes it rise above the average Marvel film is the villain.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the strongest points, because you really get to understand the motivations behind what drove them to villainy. So the antagonist grew up in Los Angeles in the early 90s. And do you know what event happened in LA in the early 90s?
That would be the, I forget the name of the individual.
The Rodney King.
The Rodney King, that would be it. Los Angeles, and then obviously the Los Angeles riots that occurred following that.
Exactly. So that really tainted his worldview when he was growing up, especially when shortly afterwards his father dies. And so as a result, he wants to go to Wakanda, take all of the resources, like this really special metal that can easily make him one of the most powerful people on Earth, right? And use it to rule America and rule other countries in Europe and so on.
Well, that's very interesting to me, because obviously this has been called Marvel's first film with a predominantly black cast, and it's coming in this sort of day and age where there is a great deal of racial tensions in the US. I did mention earlier in the program, Blade was probably the first black superhero that really hit mainstream cinema, and certainly it dealt with some issues of its time as well. What intrigues me about this, it's not just a predominantly black cast. It's obviously very much hitting those black issues in the United States head on within its plot.
Yeah, I would say I would agree with you there, especially when it came to the villain. You really get to understand what drove him to his actions. However, I feel like that's probably the only angle that it took when it came to tackling. One of the only angles that it used to take tackle that issue, because the movie is set primarily in Africa. It doesn't quite tackle those issues as directly as it could have if the movie was set in America. However, but the themes are still there. Another one of the themes that was introduced is something that I quickly mentioned earlier, was what happens if you have all of this resource that can be used to easily overpower the world with weaponry and with other items of power, but you choose not to use it or even reveal that to the world. That's a recurring theme throughout the movie that was also sort of introduced in Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when they went overseas, they didn't really explore that issue too much, like Wakanda's status in the world, especially when they went to South Korea for a couple of action-filled scenes. They didn't explore it. It just ended up becoming used as an action scene overseas. Mm-hmm. And I think if they explored these themes a bit more, then it could have even become one of like the top tier Marvel films, one of the best. But despite that, that's just maybe the only thing that I had a slight issue with. Everything else was fantastic, especially when they created a culture for Wakanda and the Wakandan people in Africa, based around existing cultures in Africa as well as other locations.
Just one final question, Kevin. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the Marvel films. I'm sure you are as well. Certainly, you've seen more than one of them. A newcomer to the Marvelverse, would they be able to engage with this film on a real level, on the same level as a Marvel fan? Would a newcomer be able to come into this one with fresh eyes and still enjoy it?
Yes, because they did sort of touch on the issues of Civil War. But as I said, this is what Black Panther does when he's away from the Avengers, when his life isn't being influenced by them, because he's literally half a world away, and that's where most of the movie is set. So, yeah, like if you haven't seen any of the Marvel films before, but this one really does take your interest, you would be able to understand a majority of the film without having to have watched the other ones.
Excellent. Big Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.